So the third thing had to be, pried off the album, because the album itself was doing rather well. This was the days of true underground radio, you know. So we had a meeting with the label and management and the band, and the management as well as the band promoted the idea of Born to Be Wild being the single. However, the record company was convinced that another tune, which was called Everybody's Next One, was going to be the hit. So they was arguing and arguing. Finally, the compromise was both songs were going to be back-to-back on the same record, which was the way things were done in those days, and it would be released without designating either song as the A or B side, leaving the choice up to radio. Well, within about 10 days of the release of the record, it was quite obvious that 90% of the people in radio chose Born to Be Wild. It then became a very big hit in 68, and it had a second lease on life when it was included in the Easy Rider soundtrack. The thing that strikes me ironic about it is that years and years later, some people have said to me, you know, this, that, the other thing, but, Born to Be Wild, a classic, knew it was a hit. Well, I wish I would have known them back in those days when it took the record company three tries, and then the third one was going to be another song to begin with. It's just the point I'm trying to make is that with hindsight, you know, those things that have become anthems and those things that are allegedly surefire hits, but at the actual moment when something like this happens, nobody knew, nobody knew.
And whatever comes our way.